ever had that feeling that when you mess up, it's just not worth it now? For me, it's when I'm trying to eat healthy and then I slip up and I eat this bowl of ice cream and then I think, well, I've broken my goal now to eat healthy, so I might as well just finish off this box of cookies or eat this bag of chips or whatever it might be. And even as I tell you this, I'm thinking, what a stupid way to think. Why does it have to be an all or nothing mentality? But sometimes we can get ourselves in this mode, even with our gospel study. When we miss gospel study for a few days, sometimes we allow it to become a week or two or a whole summer. And we begin to think that we have to either go back and catch up on all that reading that we missed, which sounds extremely terrible and overwhelming. Or we think, you know what, it's just too hard to get going again. It's not worth it. In today's episode, we talk about changing the way we look at our relationship with gospel study. It's not about checking the box. It's about changing who we are, and there's lots of ways to do that. So join us for our last episode of our Simplifying Summer Scripture Study series to learn what to do when you just don't feel like getting up.
Welcome to the My Teaching Matters podcast, where our mission is to help you, the intentional parent, to teach your children in such a way that they can personally experience the power of Jesus Christ while still at home.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the My Teaching Matters podcast. I'm Leslie Johnson, and I'm here with my daughter and co-host, Lindsay Jensen.
Hi, everyone.
So, welcome back to our Simplify Your Summer Scripture Study series. Today is part four of our series. We've talked about the importance of choosing a theme. We've talked about tools such as telling stories and using music to help carry on that theme through the summer months when things are busy and crazy. But today we want to talk about what happens when life hits and we don't do any scripture study for a time, and how do we get going again? I have heard, you know, lots of people ask this very question. You know, we belong to several different Facebook groups, and I cannot tell you how many times I've seen, I've fallen behind and now I'm overwhelmed. I just don't think I can go back and read all those scriptures and catch up to where everybody's at today. Should I catch up on all of those things, or should I just start where we're at, or what should we do? I'm feeling overwhelmed. So Lindsay, what should we do when life happens and we fall behind?
Okay. I do have an answer. I actually have a very strong opinion on this.
Good.
And the answer, like, you don't catch up. Don't catch up. Just start where everybody's at, because it does not matter. Like, the content, like what you're missing, it does not matter. God doesn't care what scriptures you're reading each week. He just wants you to read. And the truth is that, like, well, and what he wants is for you to change, right? And so, like, he cares about you learning and following him, not that you've read the entire Book of Mormon or the entire Doctrine and Covenants. So when people say, like, oh, I'm behind, should I try to catch up and read everything and just, like, do double time? The answer is no, because that's not going to be sustainable, and then you're going to fall back behind again, and you're just going to feel overwhelmed, and you're not going to make any progress. So don't. Just stop and just start where everybody's at and do the best that you can from here on out. Yeah, I actually feel very strongly about that, because I just don't think it matters. And so in that case, it does matter, because one is going to overwhelm you and the other is going to be like a breath of fresh air. It's like, okay, I can do this. I can start to get in this habit again because I'm not behind. Like, I just need to start now.
Right. So I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, that to me is pretty much a no-brainer, is that you don't want – that's not about checking off the boxes. It's about learning and growing. And, you know, earlier in the summer, we shared an episode about setting different – expectations for the summer, and why there's some wonderful things that can happen in the summer that aren't necessarily built around, you know, the what you're learning from the scriptures on a daily basis. So summertime,
well, I think it just kind of goes, I was just gonna say, it just goes to this idea of, it depends on your paradigm, right, and what you're thinking. So if you come follow me as a curriculum that you have to get through, right? So a curriculum would mean that you have to have that other foundation, and, like, you need to go in order. And that's what's most important. But Come Follow Me is not a curriculum, right? Come Follow Me is a tool to help us grow closer to the Savior. And when you realize that my purpose is to grow closer to the Savior, it's to help our family grow closer to the Savior, to help our family grow closer to each other. It's not the curriculum that matters. It's the process, right? And so once you have that little paradigm shift, you realize that it's not the order that you go in, whether you miss things, like that's, you're not even missing anything. Like it doesn't matter because it's not a curriculum. It's a process. It's a way of being. It's growing closer to your Savior. So that's, I think it's important to realize like why you're thinking that. And if you view Come Follow Me and like gospel learning as a curriculum versus for who you're trying to be and how it's trying to help you become someone better.
Yeah. So I love that. And if that's the case, if our goal really is to become more like Christ and to strengthen our relationships with Christ and with each other and to help each other to change and become, then summertime is actually like a little lab. It is actually putting into action those things that we can talk about all year long. But then we go on vacation together. Let me share an example. We just went on vacation together. There was 13 people in a motorhome for a week. We had no scripture study. We even missed church, but we had an opportunity to practice patience, to practice loving each other, to practice sharing and serving. And it was like a little mini lab. And so if we have a paradigm shift that, you know what? Summertime can be a great opportunity to learn and to practice some of these things that we've been studying in the scriptures, we've been reading about. What greater teaching tool could we have, right? I love summertime, and I love the time that we make to go on vacations with our families, and the time that we spend with our children doing some fun and things outdoors, and the time that we spend maybe with friends or family reunions or whatever it is that happens. Those are important things in our development. But as I've been thinking about this learning cycle that we're talking about, this transformational cycle, if we really want to change, then how can we use these experiences to help us change? And I realize that these experiences that we have during the summer can be great learning tools, particularly if we use them in the transformational cycle. So again, we've talked about how, you know, just having an experience, just singing a song or just doing an object lesson, if you stop there, you're missing out on some important learning tools that happen when you complete the learning cycle, this transformational learning cycle. The same can go with the experiences that we have during the summer. So if we were to look at a family vacation, we just all went through this family vacation, and we were to take that experience and put it into the transformational cycle, there's even more that we can learn from that experience. So I just shared with you the story of us taking this week-long motorhome trip down the coast of Oregon. I've talked to you about, I think last time, telling you about some of the struggles that we had with our handicapped son as we're trying to haul him in and out of this motorhome every time we stopped. We had little kids, we had adults, we had a handicapped son, and we're trying to, you know, feed everybody and keep everybody happy. And Lindsay, as we look at that, let's take a minute and now take this experience and take it through this transformational cycle. What the first step then is to remember. What do you remember about this trip?
I remember Sarah sleeping in her little baby, sleeping in her little box that we brought in the back of the motorhome. I remember having lots of fun playing games. We played in the ocean a lot. We were at the Oregon coast, so we went and looked at tide pools, and we went and saw, you know, things coming up, you know, the waves coming up over top of us. And we were climbing rocks and went hiking and kayaking in the ocean and, you know, digging in the sand with the kids. And it was a lot of fun. Those are some of the things that I remember.
So, yeah, that it was a lot of fun. So let me ask you then, that's the remembering question. Now let me ask you a question that's going to personalize it. So, Lindsay, as you experienced this, what do you remember about the relationships that you had with your siblings, with your children, with your parents. What was it about the, you know, what did you learn from this experience about your relationships, your family relationships?
I just, it cemented in my mind how much I enjoy being with my family. I mean, the fact that I really wasn't that nervous about being with 13 people in a motorhome for a week just goes to show, I think, how much fun we can have. I loved watching my kids play with their aunts and uncles, play with you and dad. Grandpa made it a priority to, he's like, I am going to go up in the loft and watch a movie with these girls. And they loved it. They've talked about that multiple times since. You know, I even drew a picture of them up in the loft, you know, watching a movie with grandpa. It was fun being with my, you know, having conversations with my siblings and how much I enjoyed talking with them and just hearing a little bit more about their lives and what's where going. I mean, I think, so what did I learn? I mean, just cemented in how much I love them, how much we enjoy being together, and how those kind of things where you're close to each other and there's nothing else going on and you only have each other, like that can really strengthen those relationships, and that those are important things to do.
Awesome. And so as you think about future vacation plans and you think about continuing these relationships with your brothers and sisters and with your family, how is that going to affect your vacation planning? What are you going to do now that you understand how critical it is for you to continue those relationships?
Well, we're going to continue to put effort to go to those and just make them a priority, make them happen. I think as our family gets older, it's getting harder and harder to find times when we can all get together, right? I'm the oldest, so it's in the past when we've come home to visit you guys, everyone kind of gathers and everyone else has a little bit more flexibility. But, you know, your last son just left, just graduated high school, right? And is leaving on his mission. And so, which was part of the reason that we did this big trip. Now there's lots of people who are all over the state, you know, all over Utah, all over the United States, because I'm not even in Utah. And it's harder to get together. But at the same time, it just helped me realize how important it was. And it's something that I'll continue to make a priority, that I feel very strongly that we need to go do those things and to spend that time together.
So I remember you're absolutely right, Lindsay. And I think that as I have recognized the effort that it takes to keep good family relationships, it has changed my behavior. When my kids were young, when Lindsay was young, Lindsay was the oldest at about 8 years old. I had four children and we lived overseas in Hungary, and we would come home once a year to see family. And I would come and, you know, to make that trip, it's a huge trip. It was from door to door. It was like 24 hours of travel time by the time you had layovers in airports. And by the time, you know, left your house to the time we got to the next house, it was like 24 hours of travel time. And it was really hard with four little kids. And my husband, so when I would come and I would stay for a month because it was such a ordeal that we were going to come and we're going to stay, we're going to get to see everybody, we're going to do it all. But Brent could only take off 2 weeks of work. And so there would be 2 weeks of this time that I would be alone, which means that one of the ways that we traveled, either going there or coming home, I was alone with these kids, making that 24-hour trip by myself. And it was hard. I mean, I would take all year long to gear up to have the energy to think, I can do this again. So I remember Lindsay when she had two little kids and they were living in Indiana and we wanted her to come and visit. And she says, well, Scott can't come with me for that whole time. And I don't think I can go on the airplane for a 2-hour airplane trip with two kids by myself. And I looked at her and I just says, I don't even want to hear it, Lindsay. That is so easy. I says, it is a sacrifice to stay close to your family and it's going to be hard, but you have to decide that that's important to you. And you have to decide that that's something that you are going to make priority. And you can do it with two little kids, because I did it with four little kids over the ocean. So your 2-hour plane ride is not even something that I'm going to feel sorry for. And Lindsay tells me, you don't remember this, do you, Lindsay?
I don't remember that conversation, no.
But I do remember. And ever since then, Lindsay, I've never heard Lindsay complain or think that she couldn't do it. Now she's driven by herself. She's flown with the kids. They've come together. But they have made Herculean efforts to be part of our family and to stay close. And so for me, I guess the reason that I talk about this is just this idea that I went through that transformational cycle as I recognized that this was important to me, that family relationships were important to me, and that I knew it was hard. I knew that traveling with little kids is going to be difficult. But I also knew that if I didn't do it, those relationships wouldn't stay strong and those relationships would suffer because of my thinking that it was just too hard and I couldn't do it. And so that was kind of, I transformed. I made the change and I helped Lindsay, I believe, as I talked her through the importance of sacrificing to spend time together as a family, helped step her through that. And she has changed. She has not once, like I said, complained about making that trip again. And so,
well, I mean, I think that that's part of the reason I don't remember. I mean, I would think I would remember that conversation, but I don't. And I think part of the reason that that conversation surprises me is because it's not a big deal anymore at all.
Yeah, you've changed your paradigm, right? You have changed.
I have changed. I'm not. Yeah, I've done much harder than that. I mean, yeah, but at the beginning, it is hard. When you're first, I mean, it is hard. And it's not to negate the efforts because, you have to grow into that, right? You have to grow into being able to do those kind of things. And
The
first time is hard. But.
Well, even after that, it can be hard. I mean, the first time doesn't make it. I mean, the second or third time, or the next time you add another kid to the mix is like, this is hard. And it is hard. But the point is that if we can prioritize to do those things that, I mean, our mindset is, I want to have a strong family. And because I want to have a strong family, I'm willing to do those things. And so you can change that paradigm.
Yeah.
Nope. So I guess the point that I'm trying to make is that we have teaching moments around us every day. And we have these experiences that are happening, whether it's a family reunion, whether it's taking the kids to the pool, whether it's a fight that our kids have with their friends. We have teaching moments that can happen every day. And we need to train ourselves to take advantage of those moments. And it doesn't have to be, like I said, it's not a lesson. It's not a gathering. It's a moment. Training ourselves to recognize that we can teach our children from the experiences that they are having on a normal day-to-day basis can be huge. And that takes no prep. That takes no sit down preparing a lesson time. All it does is taking us and helping us change our mindset to look for experiences that we're having that we can then put into that transformational cycle that can help us to change.
Well, and I think that kind of goes full circle back to, you know, what is the purpose of your scripture study, right? Are you going to feel bad when you miss things and you get behind? Because are you viewing it as a curriculum versus is this life the curriculum, right? And scripture study is meant to help you and it's supposed to guide you. And it is important, but it's only as important as those moments, right? As becoming. And life, it's not just that knowledge that you put into your head, but it's all about, you know, or we like to say, it's not about the information, it's about the transformation. And there's so many moments to transform. Summer is an amazing opportunity to help your family transform and to learn those important lessons you want them to learn, more so than just worrying about that information. Right. So I appreciate that insight.
So the invitation that we want to extend today is that to take one of your summer experiences and put it into that transformational cycle and have a discussion about what we learned from this experience, whether it was a family vacation or a hike that you took together or a trip to the park. It doesn't matter. If you see something that, you know what, I want my kids to recognize how much fun that we can have together as a family, or I want my kids to recognize that we have to work together as a family in order to have fun, or I want my kids to recognize that taking time to be together helps us feel love for each other. Whatever it is that you want to help your children recognize during this time, choose an experience and then put it into that transformational cycle so that you can think through it on a deeper level and help change a paradigm, help change a thought process. So, Lindsay, we have a tool that our listeners can use to help them with this invitation. Do you want to share with them what that is?
Yeah. So on our, I mean, this is a free gift, all our listeners and anyone who wants this, but we call it our perfect lesson plan template, perfect come follow me lesson plan template. And it's just for free on our website, on our homepage. You go to myteachingmatters.com and it is available there, the perfect lesson plan template. And it will take you through those steps. So like we have the template itself, a one page printout of like the lesson, like the template to actually write out your lesson, but then there's multiple pages before that with examples and like telling you, you know, what are you trying to think about at each part and how does this actually help your children change? Because like you said, it is about the transformation. And so, yeah, anyone, it's a free gift to our listeners. If you guys want, just go to myteachingmatters.com and download that perfect lesson plan template.
Okay, everybody. Hope you're having a great summer. Thanks for listening and we'll see you next week.
Bye.